Blog Talk Radio.
Show contains adult language. Listener discretion is advised. What's up, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of episode Aftermath, the Aftermath Bound for Glory edition. And what can I say about this pay-per-view? It has the ups and downs, and it was, well, there were a few matches that I did expect it to deliver, but I don't know if it was because the crowd reaction or I don't know what it is. It just, I couldn't get myself into it now and then, but it could have been because of the crowd. That's the only thing I can probably think of, because how the crowd reacts. Because although the crowd that was there was reacting probably how TNA would want it, it didn't drag up or lived up to the hype a bit. Not saying it's a bad pay-per-view, not saying it's the worst pay-per-view they ever had. But it was just something there that was missing. Some of the matches were good, and some of the matches were okay. I don't think there was, like, any horrible matches, but it was just, something just didn't drag. That was just my point in the whole thing. Like, something just didn't click. Can I tell you? I don't know what it is. It just didn't click.
It was the crowd wasn't that big and into it. You know what I mean? So some of the matches were really good, but you just look for the crowd to carry it. And sucked you into it, and it just wasn't there.
It really wasn't there. And there was a few surprises that they had that wasn't expected. And I think there was a few surprises on my prediction that I think I was off on, too. Yeah, some surprises indeed. I guess we're going to talk about it right now. Of course, they had that pre-show on Spike TV, and also they showed it on pay-per-view as well for free. Well, it's the Bound for Glory.
They showed it on pay-per-view for free.
No. They were showing the pre-show match. That's what I was saying. With the four-team gauntlet match, the winner will get the tag team title shots between Romance, Bad Influence, Joseph Parks, and Eric Young, and Hernandez and Chavo, which his birthday is today, so happy birthday, Chavo. It looks like one of my predictions was going to be right, but until it's like Joseph Parks got injured and was taken out of action, ended up being a 1-on-3 with Eric Young and the Bromance. Bromance did win that gauntlet, and of course will be going for the tag team titles. And I guess this match, although it was for free on Spike TV and something like that, I think in the beginning of it with Chavo Hernandez versus Bad Influence, I think the crowd was like, they was getting into it, but it was just like, they was getting into it, and in the middle, they somewhat then, I guess with the shock where Joseph Parks is out of action because of what Bad Influence did after they lost to him. Just one of those pre-shows that you're glad that they did show for free. Just put it that way. All right, up to the very first match of the evening, X Division Championship Ultimate X match, which the match, I thought it would deliver, but it was a decent, could have been better, but it could have been worse too, but my thing is it could have been better. With Jeff Hardy versus Samoa Joe versus Austin Aries versus Chris Sabin versus the current champ, Mannix, which who knows how many times Hulk Hogan's going to change his name. Well, they added, for the first time ever, they added a ladder into the match. So that was something I would say that's a little bit different.
One thing I have to say about that match is, you know that Jeff Hardy can bring you to a screen, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't even know what happened in that match.
Half the time, I don't even know. Watched the match. You saw some things that was cool. It's like, there is more effort that they was going on to the ladder than trying normally would climb up on top of the ropes to get the X Division title. So I think them hanging up the ropes and stuff for absolutely nothing. And I just think they just misused what they used to do on there, and it just hasn't done it. I don't know. It had some great moments, but it could have been better. Overall, the new X Division champion is none other than Chris Sabin, with using Velvet Sky's interference around Jeff Hardy. Then they both was on the ladder. They both took the title off at the same time. Chris Sabin took it and went down with it. And that's how he was declared a winner. Next up, the World Tag Team Championship match with Bromance versus Storm and Gunner. The match was okay. And now I thought the big guy that Bromance had with him, Mr. Olympian, was going to do something in here, but he didn't do absolutely nothing but flex, which I don't get that either. But, hey, what more can you do? Thought that this match could have been better, too. Although it was, I'm sorry, some of these matches gave me lost for words because I expected more from them, especially for them to be the biggest pay-per-view of the year. Bromance did win the tag team championships, and they are the new tag champs, which was, in a way, kind of shocking, but I can understand why if they want to push this group really bad, I can understand why they did it. Next up, triple threat match, the knockouts for knockout championship match. It did kind of deliver. Well, actually, it did deliver. It was one of the best matches that they had on the card. I wouldn't say it's like match of the night, but it could be very close to it. I keep on forgetting that lady's name that was kept interfering during the women's matches. She ended up interfering in this match, knocked out both Brooke and ODB. And Gail Kim ended up taking the pin for 1-2-3 to win the title. And it seems like her and that Peppa girl had teamed up. So that'll be some of the lines you're going to see very soon. We'll see how far this one goes as well. I'm going to take a little bit of a break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about more about this card and probably my reviews on whether I think of it as a good or bad, rating 1 to 10 or something like that. So, till then, we will be right back. We'll be right back.
James, please don't do this.
I just had the best year of my career. I gotta keep things fresh.
Well, then let's just go to Foot Locker. They got all the fresh new gear.
But I have real talent.
Can I get playback?
Okay.
Is that me?
And we're back. Oh, that commercial would never get old. But from what I'm seeing on certain people's groups and stuff like that, majority of y'all didn't like this pay-per-view. Let me just go into that before we move on. Because y'all seriously, most of y'all did not like this pay-per-view from what I'm seeing so far.
I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that it was, the crowd was so lackluster. You know what I mean?
Right. Got somebody that rated 8 out of 10, which I guess it was a only good one. Got somebody else rated 6, 5.5, and 4 out of 10. Wow. Let's see. Just people just was not happy about it. And I guess they thought they was going to have an appearance by Hulk Hogan, but that didn't happen. So it will be interesting to see what they're going to do. It's just interesting. So I need to take one more break, so we will be back. It's just, this pay-per-view just made me lost for words this time, so we'll be right back.
Got up this morning, things weren't working right. I said I wanna make a change, I said I wanna fight. Obama walked up and said, yes, we can. I said I wanna ride your nuts, cause I think you're the man. Now I'm big riding Obama, Obama. Now I'm big riding Obama, Obama. Now I'm big riding Obama, Obama. Now I'm big riding.
Riding for tomorrow, dick riding for today, dick riding for the straight, dick riding for the gay, dick riding for America, dick riding for a rock. It's okay to ride that dick, just as long as it's Barack's. And now we're
dick riding Obama, Obama.
Now we're
dick riding Obama, Obama.
Now we're
dick riding Obama, Obama.
Now we're
dick riding.
And we're back. It's just surprising. Like, I was at the Bound for Glory in Chicago when they had it, when the form of the main event Mafia was going to happen. I think that was in 2008, I believe. It was just one of those things that just like, that crowd, it was nearly sold out. You did have one of your guys, your top guys, your original, hold the title. That would be Samoa Joe, which him and Sting had put on an awesome match. And then I think something else God knows was missing. They had that match. They was all in the cage, like climbing up on the ladder. I can't remember what the name of that match was, but what happened to that? They should have probably added something like that too. But, yeah, it was like a nearly sold-out crowd in Chicago when they had Bound for Glory 2008. And just...
Is that the one you took Robert to?
No, I went there with Jake and Weasel. Yeah. It was Weasel got his picture taken with Dixie Carter. Yeah, although she was doing free meet and greets and stuff like that. If I would have known who she was at the time, I would have... got one too, but I didn't. Right. Guess I just kind of noticed at the last minute and it was like a little too late. Oh, well. But Oh, excuse me. Anywho, let's move on. Kurt Angle and Bobby Roode. The match was interesting. It didn't, you know, bring up the hype much, but it was an interesting match, at the least. I think it ended. Kurt Angle tried to do an angle slam, and I don't know, he did it off the top ropes. Then he couldn't get up for the count of 10, and I guess Rube hurried up and pinned him 1-2-3. So the ending of it really sucks. I think that's what kind of ruined that match the most, was how it ended. Just one of the things, you think a match should end that way, and was this light lead for Kurt Angle? Although also Kurt Angle had walked on his own after the match. They was going to put him in a stretcher, but he decided no and just walk off on his own. It just got me thinking that the match was good for what it was, but the ending could have been much, much better. Next up, I don't know why they decided to do this. Ethan Carter, Ethan, as some of y'all smarts like to cheer him on and think he's going to be the new face of TNA. Ethan Carter versus some guy, Norm Burnham, which was probably was a local guy that wrestles there. It just sucks that that match was like too predictable, and they could have gave him like a worthy opponent at least to may have him win his debut. Although I didn't like how Fandango won in his debut at WrestleMania with Chris Jericho, at least I can say that was better than what they're doing with this Ethan Carter guy pulling against probably was an indie talent. And it didn't really take that long for him to win, but yeah, and it was Dixie's picked opponent. Bad mistake she did. This next match, Sting versus Madness, I think this match could have went longer. That's what, like, with Kurt Angle and Bobby Roode, their match, at least it went that route, it went longer. But I see what they was trying to do with Madness and Sting. Madness did win the match. He just shake his hand and just left. And I guess, I don't know, this could be like a heel turn for Madness or what's going on. Right now, we don't know. But this match, I just had like a mixed reaction about it. Part of it was good, part of it was bad, and the ending, I was okay with. Yeah, because they're trying to burst him out on his own and stuff, and they're trying to make their own like TNA originals for most of them, you know, win the titles and stuff like that. But it was a good match for what it was, but I think it should have been bringing more. And like I said, I'm okay with the ending, so I can't complain about that. So let's move on. The main event, TNA World Heavyweight Championship. No disqualification match. And I know she's going to watch this too. Or try. TNA World Heavyweight Championship, no DQ match, AJ Styles versus Bully Ray. This match, the main event actually delivered and lived up to the hype that it's supposed to be. So the main event was the match of the night, in my opinion. Like I said, you got from hammers being used, a lot of interference from Aces and Ace, also Dixie Carter trying to put her 2 cents in. Hammers brought off the mat, were like coming, tearing the ring down a little bit. And I bet some of the ring people was probably happy about that. It was like, yeah, they make it a little bit more easier for us to take it down. So it was a good time for them, I know. And they probably reality there within like the next probably hour. Probably even sooner than that. But anyways, AJ Styles hit the spiral tap and won the match 1-2-3, and you got your new TNA World Heavyweight Championship in AJ Styles. Which like I said, that's probably was the match was actually worth it. Let's put it that way. Somebody in the group had put, I guess they met AJ Styles like earlier or something like that. This looked like it was from a while back. Somebody had put on the WFSO group. And just like the picture. And let me say the overall pay-per-view, it's just like I said, it could have been better, but it certainly wasn't the worst. And I think some people was right when they saying last year's Bound for Glory was better. And for a show they claim this is supposed to be their biggest pay-per-view of the year, they could have did something better. Maybe they should have made their tickets a little bit cheaper and might have some people like worth going. Like their tickets are already cheap already, but I'm thinking if they probably would have came here in Milwaukee, maybe they probably will sell out. Who knows? This is, they haven't been here in 3 years, so. Just my opinion. But like I said, the show overall, like I said, it could have been good. It could have been worse. Could have been better. Could have been worse. Just say that. Also, like I said, I like how some of the matches did play out and how some of the matches did not play out. And it was just so surprising to me and just like shocking to me. Just like, what, are you kidding me? So, how do I rate this pay-per-view? Well, I think I probably know how Hazel will rate this pay-per-view.
Wake me up when it stops. Oh, it's not even ended. Now, we DVR'd it, and you got to admit, I came in just as it was about to start. I had things I had to do, so I did truly miss some of it because of that. So I'll watch it again tomorrow, and I'll give my review tomorrow night on WFSO Aftermath.
Okay, yeah,
I want to give a proper
review. Yeah, right. So she will, well, we will both rewatch it again. Maybe there could be a few things I missed or anything like that. So we probably will going to rewatch it tomorrow. And like everybody on tomorrow's show, WFFO Aftermath is going to give their full review. I probably just wait until tomorrow just to get the rating. So let's just put it at that. But it's just like I said, the pay-per-view could have been better, but it could have been worse, too. So we're going to close out this episode of WFSO Aftermath, and we're going to move on to VGU, which it seems like most likely I might be the only one that may be doing it by myself again, but I'm fine with it. I'm a little bit prepared, at least, and it's going to be a half-an-hour decision, so in half-an-hour show, I should say. So till then, we will be right back. Welcome to VGU, Video Gamers Unleashed. I'm your host, Artrell, and once again, I'm doing this solo.
And I can't help you
because
I don't video.
I know you can't. So, for the next half hour, we're going to talk about some preview games and some review games. So, one of the games, I guess, that recently came out for the Wii U and also for the Nintendo Wii, Sonic Lost World. It seems like they was trying to make it out to be something like, you know, how Super Mario 64 was. And like I said, the graphics does look great, and like, I understand what they're trying to do and stuff like that. Seems like they probably got, like, you know, some new enemies and stuff like that as well. So it's like one of those games you want to look out for. But they did rated it 7.25 out of 10. So, and the GI rating is 5. Concept, inject a planet hopping or dynamite of Super Mario Galaxy into another one of Sonic 2-3-3D. Graphics. The colorful stages sometimes whiz by too quickly to discern of what's happening. The new boss designs are generic and forgettable. Sound. Your orchestra tracks evoke Mario Galaxy in the best way. The voices of tormented bosses are harsh on the ears. Playability. An odd sense of momentum, increased jumping mechanicals, and confusing level design, springs in the hidden and lava, hold it back. Entertainment. It's difficult to decide in where the 2-3 or 3D sections are more offensive. So, I guess the people in Game Informer rated it a 5, and you, the fans, rated it a 7.25. So, I guess you, the fans, like it more than, you know, the team of Game Informer did. So, let's see. What else is good for review? Just give me a moment here. Apologize, people. It's going like a little slow. Wait a minute. I think I just saw something that I do want to talk about. I can't stand Star Wars for the like of me, but I was looking at it wrong. Look, it's a pinball game of Star Wars. Let me just look at it. Star Wars, yeah, it is a pinball game. Star Wars Pinball, Balance of the Force. Well, the pinball does look interesting, and like how they made it look a little bit interesting too. So maybe it's good, maybe it's bad. Who knows? So let's see. The concept. Bank of fans love the original trilogy with three more Star Wars infused pinball tables. Graphics. Dueling characters and busting starships punctuate and sometimes distract from an on-table action. Sound. Aside from some pinball specific quotes, the music and sound effects are straight from the movies. Playability. Despite the new graphics and the Return of the Jedi Zoom, table design complements a rock-solid pinball simulation. Entertainment. Jin have once again loaded his newest tables with interesting mechanics and entertaining Star Wars reference. You, the fans, had rated it nothing. Y'all didn't give it a rating, so it's on 0. So according to Game Informer rating, they rated it an 8 out of 10. So apparently they like this game, and you can get this game for the Xbox 360. And look at the only Xbox 360. But, oh well. Let's see what else can be reviewed. Let's see. Okay, yeah, look at the new Pokemon that came out. It's Pokemon X. Let's see what y'all. Come on here. This should be interesting. Read concept. The more attractive versions of the Pokemon game you recognize, with the number of changes, both big and small. Graphics. Seeing the world and creating in rich new detail makes the universe all that much easier to get lost in. Character and Pokemon animation are excellent, especially during battle. Sound. Remixer and new music offer some unworthy tunes, but you won't be missing out on the important part of the game by playing with the sound off. Kind of weird, but the ability to finally move diagonally makes moving your trainer far more comfortable to control. You finally feel like you are moving a person instead of a chess piece. Menu navigation of battle remains largely unchanged. Entertainment. I haven't had this much fun with a Pokemon game since I explored the Johto region in Pokemon Gold and Silver. From the fans, how you guys rated it, y'all rated it a 9 out of 10. And the Game Informers, they rated it 8.75 out of 10. So it seemed like they was interested in it. Let's see, we'll do one more before we, one more review, and we take a break, and we're going to get on to the previews. So just give me a minute here. And also, and you can get the Pokemon X from Nintendo DS, 3DS. We got too many DS and stuff like that coming out. Kind of almost forgetting what is, how it goes. Let's see, which one more I should go with? Yeah, the game I might end up getting soon. NBA 2K14. Of course, you know that LeBron James is on the cover. And, I remember saying, can you see my chance? There you got LeBron and James Harden. Well, they just got a little picture of them, like, I guess, holding D and stuff to each other, so. Let's see what G.I. thought about it. Concept. Celebrate the current and potential future success of a four-time MVP, LeBron James. Graphics. Clipping animations and some ugly player faces are signs that we're overdue for new hardware. Sound. The best commentary team in sports games returns with all new talking points. Playability. It may take a few games to get used to, but once you learn the boundaries between dribbling moves and shooting on the right analog stick, is welcome improvement. Entertainment. With no meaningful overhauls to my player or association modes, NBA 2K14 doesn't offer much incentive to upgrade outside and improve gameplay in the new mode celebrating LeBron James. Okay. What you guys rated is 8.5 out of 10. That's how y'all rated the game. Like, I see what they're talking about. The graphics are pretty cool. And I can see why they can say some of the faces are, like, ugly, because it's almost, like, lifelike. And for the GI rating, they rated it exactly the same as the fans did, 8.5 out of 10. So it would be a game to get. It's available now for Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and I think it's available for the... Oh, just PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. But thought we'd be available for more systems than that. Personally, I got to look for them too. And I know there's going to be NBA Live 14 out of hiatus since 2009 with NBA Live 10. So hopefully if I can find something on that, I will talk about that too. But for now, we will be right back.
Bring on the fire, bring on the fire, bring on the fire. Monster Remix. My bass real hard, boom, bastic. Speed race, baby, I'm a lot faster. Catch up, I never listen to my master. New Benz, all black from Malaysia. Can't drive, but my mama don't care, yeah. To the top, I'ma take it to the ceiling. I'm on the moon, but I feel the sun beaming. I'm so dope, like ooh la la. So, so fly, like a helicopter. Stuck to the hood, and the homies on the black. Doing it big, yeah, you know what's up. Some come tryna say I'm a problem. So crazy, gotta put them in asylum. Some come tryna say I'm a problem. Solve it. I'm a monster, I'm a monster.
No optics, more androids, robotic. Beam up hot chicks like I'm Spock. They be chillin' in my cockpit. My spaceship got exotic. Women trippin', come a whip hypnotic. They be talkin' about ooh la la. Let's go far away, passing stars. We don't give up, let's go to Mars. Hey y'all, just tryna get it poppin'. I wanna be the first dude to love a Martian. She love a man, cause the swag that I'm droppin'. I kill a game, kill a chillin' in a coffin. When I start, it ain't no stoppin'.
Yo yo,
yo yo, yo yo, yo yo.
Hey,
don't be acting like,
don't be acting like
you did and now, like you did and now,
now
like you did and now, like you did and now.
I'm one of a kind, got everybody in love, and I don't have to try, I just do what I does. Don't have to tell me.
And we're back. We're probably just going to talk about a little bit of NBA Live 14 real quick before we sign off for tonight. Let's see. And they're showing footages. I thought it was going to be, this game was going to come out for the PS3 and Xbox 360 and stuff like that. But NBA Live 14 is not going to come out till November 19th for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. Which some of the graphics, it looks, I'm not saying it's horrible like a lot of you guys saying, but it's okay. And that's, but I guess it all depends. For me, it all depends on the gameplay. The graphics can be good or okay or not too bad, but it's just my opinion. I just think that it all depends on the gameplay. That's just my opinion on that. So, and there was a lot of people just saying that. They hate the graphics. The graphics looks horrible. Wow. Just a lot of people were just not feeling it. Let's see if we go to one more preview. There's one more preview that I wanted to see. Let's see if we get something here.
Parents are so involved with each other.
just waiting on us, so. Let's see, they finally, okay. One of the games I think I'm going to like when it comes out pretty soon, Super Smash Brothers. My ticket's probably going to be for the Wii U. Let's see, of course your familiar characters that they have on the game. Plus you're going to have your Mario and stuff like that too, so let's see. Pikachu was one of the first. I hate when pop-ups happen. Pikachu was one of the first characters unveiled in the game, but there is involved in this. The new mystery could be simply one of the football items, a new standalone fighter, or part yet to be unconfirmed Pokemon's trainer team. But the three predictions above, I'm guessing that Xerus is just one of the Pokeball items of the game. Not noteworthy enough, but he is his own fighter. We don't even know if the Pokemon trainer will be making a return or not. And Nintendo recently revealed that Sonic and Toon Link will both be making a return of Super Smash Bros., which will be interesting. They currently got the Super Smash Bros. On Nintendo 3DS, and it'll be coming soon for the Wii U as well, so just look out for it. So I guess that would be a little bit of the time we have for y'all. So we do thank you guys for for tuning in on both segments and stuff like that. Don't forget our other shows. That's tomorrow will be WFSO Aftermath. You also, well, there's nothing on Tuesdays, so just random stuff. Wednesday, Hazel Runs Her Mouth. Thursday, we got the Smart List. Friday, we got the re-up show. And Saturday, it's going to be something different next Saturday. So
re-up show again.
It's going to be a re-up show again, but it's going to be something different. So just, we'll keep it at that.
Real and loud.
And next Sunday, we're going to do the show again at the same time, but we're going to talk about what happened after Hell in a Cell. So tune in tomorrow. We're going to talk about more about TNA Impact and all that good stuff. So thank you guys for listening, and we will see y'all or hear from y'all, or listen, whatever you want to call it, tomorrow evening at 10:30 p.m. Central Time for WFSO Aftermath. Peace out, everybody.